Hello and welcome to North Country Commerce, a business services production of the North Country Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, Matt Bosley, the editor for the Valley News and Tri-Lakes Today newspapers, two newspapers published by Denton Publications. Today I'm here with Caroline Thompson, the executive director of the Arts Council for the Northern Adirondacks. And today I'd like to discuss some of the economic impact that nonprofit arts organizations have in the Adirondack region. Hello, Caroline.
Hello.
Now, Caroline, for those unfamiliar with the Arts Council for the Northern Adirondacks, can you describe briefly some of the things that you do in this region?
Well, our direct service area is Essex County and Southern Franklin County, but many of our programs are much more far-reaching than that. We'll even cover up to six different counties, depending upon the program. We are an arts service organization, and that's similar to a chamber of commerce for the artists and the arts organizations and the audiences of our Adirondack region. New York State is covered by art service organizations or arts councils, which are funded primarily by New York State Council on the Arts, which is a state agency, similar to Department of Motor Vehicles. And they have made sure that each area of New York State is covered by an arts service organization.
What kind of programs and grants are available to support arts development in this area?
We have three grant programs. One is funded by New York State Council on the Arts. It's called Developing Community Arts, or the old decentralization program. And we cover Essex and Southern Franklin. North Country Cultural Center for the Arts in Plattsburgh covers Clinton County and Northern Franklin County. And then St. Lawrence County has their program, and Saratoga has their program, and Warren County has their program. So every county in the state is covered by that. We also have our cultural assistance program for not-for-profit organizations in Essex County. It is an application process for community-based arts programming. It is determined by an independent panel of people who are interested in the arts. The Arts Council helps organizations and artists write grants, but we do not make the determination. All grants are determined by a separate panel, and then we go through the whole process where we evaluate the program, and there's a final report, and it provides wonderful programs throughout the region. Our DCA program has $34,500 this year going out to these various arts organizations. And our cultural assistance program, or CAP as we call it, has about $7,500. It varies from year to year. Then we also have the Strategic Opportunity Stipends Grant, or SOS grant, funded by New York Foundation on the Arts. And that's strictly for artists who have a special opportunity to advance their career. It cannot be something that's ongoing for an artist that they would normally do in their everyday work of being an artist. It's a special opportunity, and those are grants up to $600. We do those three times a year, and the application for the next round is due January 28th for opportunities between February and June.
What are some of the types of programs that those grants go to support? There must be, I'm sure, many hundreds even, but can you just give us a few brief examples?
Yeah, there are some wonderful programs that over the years, we've been doing the DCA grants since 1988 and the CAP grants since 1983 and SOS since 1993. Some fun ones, real fun ones. Often they're concert series in individual towns, which is one of the major ones. But some have been for murals, some have been for children's workshops, Shakespeare in the Park. We had a wonderful SOS grant of a writer who was working on research on the bootlegger era in Saranac Lake and the murders that took place there. They vary. They're really quite fascinating. We do publish them on our website and all the different programs each year, and the applications are on our website. Athena Roth is our grants coordinator, and she's the one to contact for that. The CAP grants will be coming up. The deadline will be mid to late March, and the DCA grants, the deadline date is October for programs happening within this year.
So you've got the visual arts represented. You've got music and even stage performance, and even branches into history and culture, it sounds like. And all these different grants available are bringing these funds into the Adirondack region. What kind of impact are these funds having on the local economy?
Well, between our programs and these grant programs, and also there are 11 to 15 other organizations that are funded directly by New York State Council on the Arts, and they do not come to us for funding. They go directly to New York State. We actually have more not-for-profit major cultural organizations going and receiving money from the State Arts Council and the State Humanities Council, Museum and Library Services, than any other county in the North Country. I mean, certainly not more than New York City, but any in the North Country. So money comes in from all of these outside sources for the major organizations and foundations and individuals, including these smaller organizations that do the small projects and the real community-based projects, the theater, you know, community theater projects and things along those lines. The impact that they have, which is very interesting, all of this money is coming in from outside our region, but when it comes in, it is spent within our region. So that money doesn't come from our own residents. It doesn't come from of course, many people do in our region. Thankfully, very thankfully, support these arts organizations. But so much of this outside money comes in and creates a huge impact.
Well, for those just joining us, once again, this is Matt Bosley from the Valley News and Tri-Lex Today newspapers from Denton Publications. I'm here with Caroline Thompson from the Arts Council of the Northern Adirondacks, and we're discussing some of the economic impact of arts spending in the Adirondack region. You know, I understand that your organization did a study recently of some of the economic impact that these funds coming in are having. What are some of the specific ways that these arts funds are helping to spur the local economy?
Well, when we started, we've always done a small little survey ourselves. We do it each year as we put out the Northern Adirondack Arts Directory, which we've actually been doing since 1980. It doesn't quite seem possible, which is a date-by-date listing of the cultural events in the region, and also finding what cultural organizations are out there. And believe it or not, in our immediate region, we have 140 cultural organizations providing cultural programming, primarily in the summer, but many year-round. And with that, we would find out how many people are employed, what their budgets are, what their salary budgets are, what their program budgets are, and what their programs are. And as we were doing this, it turns out that national organization, Americans for the Arts, has been doing this art and economic prosperity study. So we were part of that study in 2008, interviewing every single organization. And for those of the audience and those people who were did participate in our surveys, we surveyed audience members, either resident or visitors, to develop this impact study. And I'm just going to read a bit about it. The Art and Economic Prosperity Study, done by Americans for the Arts, provides compelling new evidence that the not-for-profit arts and cultural are a $21 million industry in the Northern Adirondack region, one that supports 506 full-time equivalent jobs and generates $2.4 million in local and state government revenue. The not-for-profit art and cultural organizations, which spend almost $13 million each year, leverage a remarkable $8.1 million in additional spending by the art and cultural audiences. Spending that pumps vital revenue into local restaurants, hotels, retail stores, parking garages, and other businesses. By demonstrating that investing in the art and culture yields economic benefits, Art and Economic Prosperity Study lays to rest the common misconception that communities support the art and culture at the expense of local economic development. In fact, communities that support the art and culture not only enhance the quality of life, they also invest in the economic well-being of their communities. This report conclusively shows that the arts mean business in the Adirondack region.
So it sounds like there's this investment that comes from outside sources. And I believe you said something like 21 million
dollars. Local and outside.
Local and outside sources. Mm-hmm. And that helps to bring in these audience members that they themselves end up spending not only to participate in these arts programs, but in other ways as well. What are some of the ways that these arts programs indirectly benefit some of the other businesses in the area?
Well, you have to realize that some of the major art, not-for-profit arts organizations run like a business themselves. They have salaried employees. We do printing. We interact with the community. When staff receives their paycheck, they go buy groceries. They pay their mortgages. They pay their rent. And also, many of the artists in the area, these art and cultural organizations, help to support the artists who are actually working members of the community. And they, too, have groceries and mortgages and rent and gas and cars and car repair and pay sales tax and get haircuts and, you know, it goes on and on, just as any other individual. It just so happens that their business is the arts. For the individual who are participating in the arts, very often it would be more the restaurants or the gas stations. But for those who are working in the organizations, they are like any other worker in this area. I mean, the fact that our region has such a low population, between the area that we serve and that this study covers, has about 52,000 people. And with 506 being employed in the arts, that is a major industry. It's a $21 million industry in Essex and Southern Franklin County.
These events also kind of play into tourism a little bit, in the sense that they draw in people from outside the community to come and spend as well. You know, what is kind of like the percentage as far as, you know, the amount of people who come in from outside versus the people who attend these events from within the local community?
Well, of course, in the summertime, you know, people come to the Adirondacks because of the environment. It's beautiful, which is why the artists have come here for centuries. So when they get here, they want things to do. And the arts and these art and cultural organizations that grew up around the artists that came and settled here and saw how beautiful it was, developed these organizations to share their art, as in the summer, obviously. They're, I'm going to say, at least three or four times the number of the regular resident population, which is why most of our groups operate in the summertime and provide events. Now, one wonderful thing about the arts is we are not weather dependent, like hiking and camping and boating and all of the other, what you would think, the outdoor activities for tourism in the Adirondacks. If it rains, except for an outdoor concert, everything is inside. Museums are inside. Concerts often are inside. Theater is inside. So we aren't weather dependent. And if it's hot, you can go inside. You don't have to bake in the sun. It adds another level to tourism. I mean, we often will have, because we're an information disbursement organization, because of the Arts Directory and the calendar of events that we put together for all the organizations and the events that are happening in the summertime, we have people call wanting to know when specific events are so they can plan their vacation around the cultural events in the region. You could spend in the Adirondack region, just if you are into theater, there, Pendragon Theater, Depot Theater, all of these different arts organizations and art centers offer theater productions. So you can just do theater. Or if you're into classical music, there's Meadowmount School of Music and the Lake Placid Sinfonietta, and you just keep bouncing from town to town, and they all have their very special concerts, folk, jazz, blues. It just goes on and on.
So the bottom line here is that the arts really do make a huge difference in the local economy.
I believe so. I've been doing this for going on 25 years, and I have seen such a huge growth in the organizations and in the audience participation and the audiences coming for the arts, specifically for the arts. We're usually the first point of contact for people who are interested in the arts in the area, because we have information on all the organizations. And I've seen a huge growth in the arts industry over my 25 years here.
Well, thank you. I want to thank you, Caroline, for taking the time with us today. That's about all the time we have. And if you would like to get some more information about the Arts Council for the Northern Adirondacks, you can call their toll-free number, 1-800-661-4704, or visit their website at www.artsnorth.org, or simply email info@artsnorth.org. And I want to thank our listeners. This has been Matt Bosley for North Country Commerce.
This program has been a production of Hall Communications, Burlington, Plattsburgh.